gone vision. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Bumpo, baby, bumpo, 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 there.
Oh, yeah.
Time for our early bird fishing guide. Jeff Sundin joins us every Thursday morning to give us tips and make us laugh and all kinds of things.
What make us want to get outside. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and I can't think of any reason why you wouldn't want to go outside.
I know.
That's the best place in the whole world to be right now. Yeah.
So is that what you're talking about the unexpected happy benefits of Corona lockdown? That's one of the things you wanted to talk about today.
I'm going to tell you about a gigantic jumbo magnum silver lining in this whole thing.
Okay.
Everybody is locked out of every place. And you got families that have kids that are not in sports anymore, or they're temporarily not in sports. You got people that are home because they're working at home, and other people that are home because they're laid off. And the big, big deal for me, and I think for quite a few of the resorts in our region, are the people who would normally go visit their cabins and their campers or check into resorts on the Canadian side of the border, and they can't go. And so what they're doing now is they're looking up, like yesterday, Chuck Steen, a guy who I used to fish with, his son Aaron told me it was maybe 15 years since the last time that we fished together. And what they did was get a camper and parked it up on Lac Seul, and that sort of set up the new place for the family to all go and get together for fishing. And since they can't go there, they decided to look up their old pal Jeff to see if he had any openings. And because of the Corona crumbles, my calendar had all kinds of open gaps in it, so I had a date available. So yesterday Chuck shows up with his son Tom, his grandson Aaron, and his great-grandson Charlie. So for the first time ever in my boat, I have four generations of family all fishing together. Mm. And every time you go outside, you see this over and over again. This is about the seventh or eighth time that I've had one of these kind of little family reunion things happen this summer, because everybody suddenly has free time and availability to each other, and they're all getting together. That you have to see that as a silver lining.
Yeah, how great. Mm-hmm. How fun that must have been on the boat with them.
Well, yeah. And not only that, they showed up with the idea that they just wanted to go out on the lake and catch enough a fish fry. No big deal. We're not looking for our limit of walleyes. We're not looking for this. We're not looking for that. And that takes you to the next great thing about the middle of the summer and family fishing trips. You can position the boat along the edge of the weed line, throw the spinners up, start trolling, and you just never know what you're going to catch next. And that's pretty much what we did yesterday. At the end of the day yesterday, we had four crappies. Didn't sound like a lot of crappies. We had four sunfish. Doesn't sound like a lot of sunfish. We had five or six perch. Doesn't sound like a lot of perch. We had 8 or 10 walleyes. Doesn't sound like a lot. But you add them all together, and you got 25 or 30 fish and nowhere close to a limit of anything, but people have been reeling fishing all day long and got plenty to eat, and there was even enough that I could bring a couple home so I could, you know, fish right here too. So yeah, it was kind of a nice thing, and that's for anybody that's thinking about, you know, getting together and maybe putting the kids in a boat or whatever. I can't think of a simpler, easier thing to do. The water temperature about a week ago or so, when we started getting all these mixed up kind of storms blowing through and little cool fronts and things like that, the water temperature has actually dropped about 10 degrees. It was into the mid-80s. I could find 84, 85 degree readings on a few of the lakes in the area. Now we're looking at 75, 76 degrees, so a 9, 8, 9, in some cases 10 degree temperature drop. It feels to me that the fish have kind of had a little reset. It was almost getting too hot. They were hunkered down into the heavy, really matted weeds, and they were starting to get to root them out of there. And this little bit of moderation seems to have really helped the activity level. We noticed yesterday that a lot of fish that seemed to have been gone from those deeper weed lines were showing back up again, and that really rounds out, you know, a family fishing experience like this. You find any weed line, you wouldn't even necessarily have to have a depth finder. If the weather is not too rough, you could go out and locate, you know, just visibly locate these weed patches and heavier stands of cabbage weeds or any of the flat stem, the pond weed, and that kind of stuff. The fish like to hide around that. And if you can see the weeds and keep that boat going about 1 mile an hour with a little Joe spinner and tip it, if you want to really save yourself a lot of trouble on little perch and things like that, you just get some small to medium-sized leeches and tip that spinner with a leech, and they stay on a little bit better than the minnows and the night crawlers do right now.
So you're talking about the family and the casual fishing, not really having many concerns. What about the hardcore angler, Jeff, this weekend? What are we thinking?
Right now, for me, the opportunity, what I see happening out on the lakes is the largemouth and smallmouth bass are starting to gather back up again into, you know, the kind of the midsummer where they concentrate rather than just going out and having a fish here and a fish there scattered all over the place. They're setting up on these deeper weed lines, too. And depending on the lake you fish, if there's a smallmouth, then you're going to want to look for the rockier places, deeper points, rock humps and bars and that kind of stuff. If you're a largemouth fisherman, rocks are still important, but look for a little small patch of rocks that might be located among mixed weeds or up by the bulrushes, that kind of stuff. The importance of crayfish to both of those species is a big deal this time of year. And so any place where you can find these little gravel and rock patches, and this is when you start to get, instead of catching two or three bass in a spot, this is the point where you could find one school of smallmouth on a little rock point leading out from shore, and you might be able to catch 12 or 14 of them all in one spot. And some of the lakes in our area have got some really, really dandy smallmouths in them. And the number of really good largemouth bass lakes in our area is just too great to even try to calculate. Every 5 miles, there's a good bass lake. And most of the folks don't really take advantage of it. They, you know, with walleye fishing and crappies and sunfish and all that kind of stuff. But it's a hoot to reel in a bunch of big bass, and it's really pretty easy to do this time. For me, plastic worms, we do a small, like a 4 or a 6 inch yumdinger, which is a plastic worm which has basically no tail. You hook it in the middle, and it's called wacky rig, and we just throw it up around bulrush patches and on the edge of heavy cabbage weeds and things like that. And the only trick is to try not to do too much with it. You just jiggle your rod tip a couple times and let the thing slowly fall and filter down into the weeds, and the fish just come up and grab it, and it's good for plenty of giggles.
So, Jeff, I know I asked this question a couple months ago, but what's it look like out there? Are there a lot of people fishing, or is it down? Or?
Oh, no, it's up. I'm guessing that it's probably going to set some sort of a record this year. I know that going into the season, fishing license sales up, but there's right now, there's absolutely people every place. I've asked some of the, as I go into the bait shops in the mornings and things like that, ask how things are going. Everybody seems to be smiling. Business has been good. And I was checking in with somebody, a resort owner on Winnie a few weeks ago to do a little write-up on the website. And I asked him if he was running any 4th of July specials. And he said, "Man, we don't need any 4th of July specials. We are booked to capacity because, partly because people have found themselves with less to do than usual, and then partly because they cannot go to Canada anymore, so they're all looking for alternatives. So, yeah, there's a lots of traffic on the lakes right now." Yep. So one more silver lining.
There you go. It's Jeff Sundin, our early bird fishing guide. You can read his reports at jeffsundin.com. Have a great weekend. Stay hydrated, Jeff.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.